Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, folks, so we're here again on another day, another dollar, another dime, trying to make things happen, living the dream, doing all the things that we have to do. And just to know the climate of the place that we're in right now. So if you think about it, right, we're in the middle of winter. It's January, close to February. We're only a couple days away. And if you're not feeling cabin fever and you're not in the middle of this angst and this cold and this frigid and this cabin fever nasty grossness, I got to tell you, even if the sun is out shining, it can really become monotonous, right? And it's interesting because I usually don't feel that way around the wintertime. And I think it's more so since I've become more healthy and really tried to work on myself and my well-being and my health and all that good stuff, that I've lost weight and I like to walk and I like to go outside and I like to be out in the fresh air with the birds and the bees and the bumblebees, right? And I can't do that. Not up here anyway. I know you got some people all the way out there in like Arizona and some other places that I know of on No Finish Line Nation that are doing some walks in beautiful sunshine, wonderful weather, all that good stuff. Well, up here in Maine, it's damn cold and it can really wear a brother down. And it's tough because here I am sitting around looking for just ways and opportunities to just get some steps in and get some exercise and, you know, changes and plans and all kinds of different stuff that's going on in my world. I'm just trying to be able to make things happen and do the things that are necessary for me to continue moving forward. So I'm finding my balance. So anybody want to send some good wishes or some well wishes up here and some warm weather wishes, even though the next 10 days we're not supposed to get above 25 degrees and we're supposed to get about 6 to 7 inches of snow over the next week or so. So after that, if you want to send some good juju, and you want to step up and be able to use the little mojo to be able to send some nice warm weather our way, I would definitely and truly appreciate that. Okay, so today's coffee talk is going to be a pretty simple one, but it's going to be an important one, I think. You know, over the last maybe 3 to 4 days, I've seen a lot of posts on social media on the health-related ones that I'm involved with, such as No Finish Line Nation, Instagram, and Connect, about the animosity and the hate that goes around people when they're behind a keyboard and they're on social media and they're listening on podcasts, they're on Facebook, they're on Snapchats, they're on all kinds of different social media platforms. And when somebody disagrees with somebody or somebody has a disagreement with somebody, it's interesting and sad on how hateful people can become. And I just sat there and read some of these posts, and some of my friends actually on some of these social media platforms just posting maybe an opinion piece, like as in some of the new plan structures of the eating plans that we're on or the things that we're trying to be able to work with or the struggles that they may be having with different opportunities. And there's other people that are out there that hide behind the anonymity of a keyboard and a screen to really just throw some hatred out there. I mean, it's really interesting because the social concept of everything is I've always grown up believing in the fact that you treat others the way you want to be treated, right? I mean, haven't you? I mean, isn't that the golden rule? And I almost feel like it's negated or it's nixed on this platform of social media and internet anonymity. People are really brave behind a keyboard. There's no longer that face-to-face contact that you have to look at somebody, and if you've got something to say to them and you want to be able to be confrontative and you walk up to somebody and you say, hey, guess what? I don't like what you said, and you discuss it like human beings, it's not like that anymore. If you place an opinion piece on something, whether it comes to, which I always try not to talk about on my podcast or anywhere else at work or whatever, around politics, around religion, or any of these really touchy subjects. And I guess health is another one. You know, I think people that are hungry or people that are dieting or people that are not happy with the place that they're in are really upset over the fact that somebody maybe has a view that's different than theirs. And I posted this morning on Coffee Talk. It was a really simple one. And I posted on there and I said, be the type of personality that you want to attract. If you're a positive person and you talk about the positivity of things, I'm not talking about being a Pollyanna and just being a everything is kumbaya in the world. What I mean is positive personality. You dig into, find out the nooks and the crannies of positive things that might be happening in a situation to look at the bright side of things and bring a positive influence to the people around you. Guess what happens? You then attract a positive personality of group of people that are around you. And it's interesting because I look at it the fact that if I have negative people in my life, people that are around me that are negative naysayers, that are people that are the cancers, and I call them that, because, and I know it's a very heavy statement to call them that, but the cancers in the path that I want to take in being a successful, healthy, long-term life advocate of just doing and enjoying life. And I have somebody that wants to block my way because they may not like what I do, or they may not like what I say, or they're jealous of the journey that I'm taking, or whatever it is that's under their crow that they want to be able to come after me or be able to say the things that they want to say. Bye, Felicia. I don't need you in my life. I don't need you to be somebody that's going to hinder the progress that I'm looking to make. I don't need you to be the person that's going to be the one that stops or impedes the progress that I have to being a long-term advocate or being a long-term good father and good husband and a good positive aspect of life. I mean, the other day, I had a situation where I took my son out volunteering. And it was to the Ronald McDonald House up here in South Portland, Maine. And we had a great time. We went there. We did some baking. We did some cleaning. We did some good volunteering things, investing in other people, people that have to go to the hospital for their children to be treated and can't afford to get hotels or whatever. And they can go to stay at the Ronald McDonald House during that temporary stay during a really, really difficult time in their lives. And maybe they can't afford to go spend $100 a night at a hotel. Or maybe they can't afford to spend on meals and whatever else. So the Ronald McDonald House opens their arms and their hearts and their minds to helping others. And so I took my son there. And I posted about it. I talked about filling yourself with soul food. Being able to invest in others so that way you can feel good about yourself, that way you can give back to others and you can do the things that you need to do for you to live a long-term, healthy, happy life. And it was an interesting post because most people said, oh, you know what? That's so great. You're absolutely right. You know what? Your post caused me to actually go and volunteer. Your post caused me to think about what I'm doing here. This is really great. Awesome. Thank you so much. And then I had some people, it's going to happen with a large amount of followers or a large amount of people that are involved or listening or doing different stuff. I had some people that were, one camp was saying, why do you have to boast about your volunteerism? Does that make you better than us? They actually asked me that question. Do I think that I'm better than them because I'm volunteering and I post about it and I boast and I'm pounding my chest to talk about my volunteering efforts and what I'm doing to give back to society. And so what are you doing, right? And nowhere in the comment or nowhere in the post did I ever say, oh, why aren't you doing something? No, it actually said, do something good for somebody. It doesn't matter who it is. Reach out to a friend, a family member, somebody that needs something, somebody that you know needs a hand extended for you to help pull them through whatever situation that they're in because it's going to feel good for you and feel good for them. That's where I was at. But no, this person thought that I was bad-mouthing them personally. They literally thought I was looking at that person and saying that. And so the social experiment of all this, right? We're in social media. We're in this area where we all are really just kind of trying to move along here where everything's at the fingertips where we're at and we can get in through podcasts and YouTube videos and Instagram chats and live feeds and all kinds of great stuff, right? And no matter where you're at, you're subject to ridicule based on the fact of if you look in today's public school system, you see bullying everywhere, right? So bullying is no further far from where I'm at when I'm making a podcast or I'm posting something like a before and after. And I put like, here's how proud I am of the work that I'm putting into, or I needed to do this today. And I posted it. And I have some people saying, little vain, aren't we? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And these people are so brave to say that on a back end, to say something like that. But they won't say it, I guarantee you, if I'm standing face to face with them. And not because I'm this big burly guy and I'll be like, oh, whatever. It's more so because the anonymity and the bravery that happens behind closed doors and behind those screens and in front of those iPads and in front of those phones gives people the liquid courage that you normally need to be able to make these kind of comments. And they're just in a bad place. So the coffee talk today is all about spreading positivity. Even if you feel a certain way about somebody's post, you know what the best advice that I can give in a situation where you might read something that you don't like, or you might read an opinion that you may not like. And I know social media is supposed to be able to connect people to talk and be able to discuss and those kind of things. But 9 times out of 10, people aren't mature enough to be able to have an adult discussion with things like that are very emotional like that, right? So my best advice is 2 words. Scroll on. Just keep on moving and do your thing, right? Do what works for you. Follow the people that you want to follow. Attract the people that you want to be in your tribe and where you're at. And if somebody makes an opinion statement somewhere out there that isn't outside of being an egregious, really negative, gross situation, but they may make an opinion on something that you are supportive of, but maybe they don't like it as much. Let's start spreading some love rather than sitting there spreading hate. It's a really important piece. You know, I as an overeater, I as a person that's addicted to food, I as a person that has been big all my life, I've suffered from ridicules and comments and people bad-mouthing the fact that my appearance was I was always the big guy. I was always the fat guy. I was always the funny guy. I was always those things. I was always the friend when it came to the girls. I was always that guy. My whole life growing up, through my college years, through my Navy years, through my scholastic years and the younger times, all that stuff, right? So I that's part of society and I get all that. And you know what? I accept that. I do. I really do. Even though that's wrong too, but I accept it. I understand that that's kind of how we've grown up and we live in the society. But my point is, how hard is it for you to be able to take a comment that you might be thinking is a negative one, that you're going to bash somebody? How hard is it for you to turn that into a positive one? Is that really difficult to do? Maybe it is. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's hard work. Maybe it's something really difficult for somebody to look at a comment or a post or something or a picture or a photo and feel like they have to work hard at creating a smiling situation and a happy situation versus a negative, gross, detestable situation. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me because maybe that's how I'm wired. And I've always preached to my son, to my wife, we match in alignment with each other, that we very much are in tune with. Be nice. Why can't you? I tell my son that all the time. Don't we tell our kids that? Be nice to somebody. Don't bully them. Don't bully them based on appearance, based on what they look like, what they may say, what they may smell, whatever. It doesn't matter. Why are you bad-mouthing somebody like that? Those social classes of bullying has got to go, right, in the schools. So why do we treat it as adults as just something that's part of our nature and where we're at? It's all bogus. So the theme of this coffee talk here and what I posted on my social media platforms is, let's start to give off a little bit more of a positive feel. Positive vibes attract positive vibes. If you're going to be nice to somebody, you're going to boost somebody up, you're going to lift somebody up, you're going to make them feel like they are on top of the world, even if you're not, guess what happens? The cycle starts to come back around to you, and people are going to start to like you for you because you are that influence. Now, mind you, you may have some that don't like you because they don't play in that space. And that's okay, because guess what? Again, bye Felicia, I don't need you in my life. I don't need people that are going to be negative in those situations. If I want to bring a positive situation to, or a positive spin on anything, and I got somebody looking at me go, yeah, but, all the time, Those two words. Oh, man. You know what? The words, yeah, but, they just get under my skin. Don't. How about you? Don't they get under your skin? Somebody says, yeah, but, to everything that you say. You know, this. It's so beautiful outside. It's about 40 degrees. Yeah, but, it could be like 60. Last year, it was like 60. Or, man, you know what? It's really good that my New England Patriots are in the Super Bowl going, yeah, but, you know what? They've been in there for 10 times already, and Tom Brady's nothing but a cheater, right? Negativity. You don't need to be around it. Why? Why do you have to make yourself susceptible to negative, gross situations like that, right? So rid yourself of that. Start being a positive influence on other people's lives, on your life, and all the surrounding people that are close to you and that you care about. Because once you do that and you stay consistent with that, guess what? All those negative people are going to get weeded out. And if they don't, you can either force them out or they will get forced out. Because they're not going to want to be around all that positive stuff. You'll hear the conversations of, oh man, why is this Pollyanna over here, positive Patty over here all the time? That's all he does is be all positive all the time. Man, come on, man. Let's be a realist. And you'll know me, any of my podcasts, if you listen all the way back to number one, all the way to 67, you know I am a positive realist. I'm somebody that wants to think about the right side of the coin here of how we're going to be positive, what our potential is. But I'm also a realist to know that life does suck sometimes. But we'll get there. So try that. Try to change the narrative of where we're at in society today. Be the positive influence that we need in this world to make a difference, to do the things that are necessary for us to make a positive impact on those around us and the world that we live in, okay? And if you're on social media, scroll on. And here's the last thing. The main reason I'm talking about this is because I'd seen a lot of hatred and animosity come up from people that might not like new eating plans or the way changes happen and all the different stuff. And I'm going to tell you, when you're on this health journey, my best advice for you is three words. You ready for those three words? Write them down if you have to. You do you. You do you. It's so important to live in the space of worry about yourself. Do what you got to do, whatever's going to work for you. Lean in on whatever diet that you're on. Lean in on whatever health eating plan that you're on. Lean in on your workout regimen, even if you got three people chirping in your ear like hummingbirds or little birds in your ear saying, you should be doing this kind of workout, you should be doing that. No, you do you. Do what's right for you. I know a lot of people have opinions on everything, right? But if you don't surround yourself with people that are going to be supportive in your ventures, then you don't need them in your life. So the only person that matters and what kind of opinion that they have on what you're doing is you. It's all that matters. You do you. Worry about what you're doing. And that way, if somebody else eventually that might be a hater at one time might come back to you one day, you know what they might say to you? Instead of saying, why are you doing that? Now they're going to ask you, hey, what are you doing? There's a difference between those conversations, right? Why are you doing that? Versus, hey, what is it that you're doing? And then you look at that hater or that person that was bad-mouthing you before and say, I'm living my life and I'm doing me. So you do you and scroll on if you see some negativity or you see something you don't agree with on social media. There is no reason to try to break somebody down just based on the fact that they have a view that's different than yours. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk and make it a great day.